Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masech des Makas, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. As a hakdama to the Mishnah, and to try to understand the machlokes we're going to learn now, I want you to try to imagine this mashal. Your mommy says, don't play with the little toy blocks, the little Lego, the clicks, whatever it is. Okay? I need the room clean. Guests are coming and we need the room clean. Tante Berchka is coming, the room has to be clean. Because Tante Berchka sleeps in the guest room. You don't listen and you play with the blocks. But then you quickly go and pick up all the blocks and put them back. Was that an Aveira? But you did tshuva on the Aveira and you corrected the problem. But you still have to ask Mechila because you didn't listen to your mother. But the physical problem, at least you corrected. Or do we say, no, Lemaisa, you put it back so there never was an Aveira to start with. Okay, after you absorb that mashal, let's remember a pasuk in the Torah, in Parshas Kiseitze, Kapitel Chaf Beis, Pasuk Vav. The pasuk says, Ki yakare kan sipar lefenecha. If a bird's nest happens to be before you on the road, baderech, on the road, b'chol eitz on any tree, oyal aretz, or on the ground, efroichim, little birds, oydeim, or eggs, v'ha'em roivetzes al hu afroichim, and the mother is roosting on the young birds, oyal abeim, or on the eggs. The Torah says, loy sikacha eim alabonim. Don't take the mother, now there's a machlokes how to teach al habonim. Rashi teaches, loy sikacha eim, don't take the mother, ba'oida, while it is still al habonim. From the Rambam, it's mashma, the issue is you take the mother and the bonim. But this is the mitzvah of shiluach hakan. The Torah asks us to take an ownerless mother bird when it is sitting on its eggs or young birds. You have to send away the mother bird, even many times, if the bird keeps returning to the nest. So the Torah says, don't take the mother. And then the Torah says, shaleach tishalach ha-se'im. You shall surely send away the mother. V'sabanam tikach lach. L'man yitav lach v'harachta yamim. Now let's see our Mishnah. Hanoitel aim al habanim. Someone takes a mother bird while she is on the little birds, her little birds, or the eggs. Rabbi Yehuda says, like the person gets malchus, ve'enoy mishaleach. He receives malchus, and there's no point to send the mother bird away. You did the aveira already. You took the mother while she was still on her little birds, or on the eggs. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no longer a mitzvah to send her away. So imagine your mother came into the room and say, what's going on here? Why is everything on the floor? Mommy, I'll clean it up. That's not the point. I told you not to take it out. Let's put that into perspective. What your mother is really saying is, I could have also told you take it out and clean it up, but I didn't want it out. Why didn't you listen? Cleaning it up doesn't necessarily fix the problem now. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. The Torah says, send away the mother. Now you're going to send away the mother? Now it's too late. There's no point in doing it. Even though the Torah says, first, don't take the mother, and then the pasuk says, send the mother away. That's not to suggest, says Rabbi Yehuda, you should send her away after you take it. It's like your mother would say, don't take out the toys. I need the floor clean. She doesn't mean to say, take it out and clean it. She means don't take it out. The Chachamim, but the Chachamim say, even though he was already over the Yisr, but Mishaleach, he should still send away the mother bird, the Einoit Loika, and he does not receive Malkus. According to the Chachamim, we interpret what the Pasuk is saying, like the mother says, don't take out the toys. Okay, but put them back now. So at least now you're listening. Put it back now is another way of saying it's a lav hanitak la'aseh. You're over a lav, but here's an aseh to correct the lav. Zeklal, this is the rule. Kol mitzvahs loisaseh, sheyeshba kumaseh. Any issur that has a positive mitzvah to correct it, ain chayav nalah. You're not chayav malchus of being over the issur. It's an aveira, but you're not chayav malchus. Another example of a lav hanitak laseh, the Torah says don't go into someone's house and take a mashkin from him when he owes you money. If you did take the collateral from him, then return it to him. So if he returns, then he's not chayav malchus. Here too, if he takes the mother, shechts it or it dies, there's no way to send it away anymore. Or he takes the mashkin and it gets burnt up, there's no way to be mekayim the aseh anymore, so he taka gets malchus. But if there's a way to still fix it, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, it does not get malchus. So again, if someone does not send away the mother, but he's noitel aim alabonim, he takes the mother bird while she is still on her young birds or eggs, according to Rabbi Yehuda, too late, and the person gets malchus. According to the Chachamim, he can correct it by fulfilling the assay of sending away the mother now, if he still can, and that would avoid him getting malchus.